Rent is need, real. Payment holidays. Any attempt to deal with homelessness also needs to address our broken housing system, which embeds insecurity into people's lives. Private rental sector eviction has become the main cause of homelessness since 2012, overtaking relationship breakdown. This is due to the combination of increasing precariousness in employment, including through zero-hour contracts and the gig economy, together with the housing crisis. Without radical change, the problem is only likely to get worse. In an effort to stop a wave of homelessness, the government placed an official stay on all evictions until the 23rd of August. But all this has done is postpone the crisis, and never mind slum landlords who ignore the law. Research by Generation Rent found private sector arrears have more than tripled from 4% to 13% during the pandemic. The government was quick to announce temporary mortgage holidays for home ER owners, which in this case means deferring repayments rather than cancelling them. Mortgage payments are finite, and you own the house at the end. Rent payments are indefinite with no claim on ownership. So private renters need a real payment holiday, with their rents written off for the period they can't afford, to avoid being pushed over a cliff edge. This has already happened in Ithaca, a city in New York State in the US, which voted to cancel rent arrears accrued during the pandemic. Compensation will be provided to small landlords or those in financial need, with large profitable landlords expected to take the burden. Under Jeremy Corbyn, Labour had a similar policy. However, Keir Starmer quickly changed this to forcing renters to pay back any arrears within 2 years. This does nothing to address renters' loss of income or delay the eviction process. Research by Open Labour, a soft-left pressure group, found such a policy would increase rents for those in arrears by around 12%. With the Office for National Statistics reporting rents hitting record highs in June, it seems unlikely already stretched private renters will be able to make this up.